The Brett Chappell Show. Pisgah Sports Talk with Voice of the Bears, Chad Upton, and Pisgah Head Coach Brett Chappell. Live from Jukebox Junction, Highway 276 at the Red Light. Brought to you this morning by May Motors, Hometown Hardware, Pisgah Family Barbershop, and by Southeastern Sports Medicine. Join us every Saturday, all season long.
Bethlehem, Carolina, Jukebox Junction. It's the Brett Chappell Show here on AM 920 WPTL. I'm Chuck Fiebernick, subbing in for Chad Upton, and I have Coach Chappell here. And Coach, we'll get right into it. What an incredible, fantastic, and exciting game last night that took place on the artificial turf at Memorial Stadium last night.
You know, it was a great game last night. Anybody who came in, paid their $7 to come watch it, they certainly got their money's worth and a lot more. Tough ball game, very physical ball game. I'm not sure whether they had a really good week of practice on that frame, because I knew those coaches very well coming off of the loss last week. And you kind of had to back in the cage. You know, you kind of had him cornered in, and so you knew he was going to come out of fight, and he did. You know, they did exactly what we thought they were going to do. We thought we had a hands full with them, and you know, the thing that I was so proud of our team, we faced a lot of adversity last night. It seemed like all the breaks was going Franklin's way, got down, got up, got down again, got down by two scores at one point, and thought our kids just kept battling and never gave up, and they found a way to win. And good teams find a way to win, you know, in any kind of circumstances, and I thought our kids did that last night.
Last night, so many players, especially in the second half, don't know what you did at the second half, but the kids, it was a completely different team. But you had talked about earlier in the week is that what the need was to be totally focused and ready to play in that fourth quarter, because that was where the game was going to be decided, and it was. Talk about some of the outstanding efforts and performances out of your kids.
Oh, we had so many. I mean, you look at the first half, and, you know, a lot of defense was played the first half, not a high-scoring game. You know, obviously had the touchdown in there and the extra point. And, you know, we were fighting some injuries. You know, that's kind of been documented all the way through the season. We're starting to get a few back. Now we're fighting some sickness. You know, got a sickness going through. Kids just battled. I mean, we just kept after it. Made a few adjustments at halftime. Offensively, they found something right there before we went into halftime there in the second quarter that they thought they could really take advantage of in the second half, and we just did get the ball back to them to let them really work that until that second half. And you know, I thought it was a great play call by Coach Brooks and his staff on the fake punt. They certainly got us on that one. You know, kept the momentum. You know, it was just one of those situations where we made the right call at the right time, and it worked out for them. Kept the momentum going into halftime, got the ball right back, scored coming right out of halftime. Another opportunity for us to fold, and kids didn't. We came back and scored two plays later. You know, so we had had opportunities to go down and not get back up, but our kids just kept rallying, and it was all the way across the board. You know, it wasn't necessarily just one player here, one player there. I mean, the kids all the way across. Again, the penalty situation was great. I had five penalties for maybe 50 yards, and it was just one of those situations where the kids just continue to stay in the game and fight.
You had a rookie play-by-play man last night, and he had enough that was Chase Henson, who had a great game at cornerback, to speak of that. But the key play, the fourth down play that was stopped short, was made by another standout player. Speak about that play.
Yeah, I mean, we got there in a situation there in the fourth quarter, and one of those deals where the, you know, defense kind of got put back on our heels, and they just kept rallying, got down there, and Jonathan Mahaffey made a great play in the end zone on a fourth down play, kept them from scoring. Chase Henson actually came up and made another play during that series. Had to punt back to him. You know, we couldn't run the clock out, couldn't get that first down right there to run the clock out. We worked the clock down as far as we could and took the timeout. They got the ball back and drove. And I tell you what, I thought their quarterback did a really good job getting back under center real quick and getting a play called before time ran out. They called a little out route. I think it was like fourth and seven. Hit him in about 5 yard line, 5 yards from the marker. And Isaiah came up, made a hit, got him out of bounds. Chase was standing right there with him. And, you know, ended up being the,
to us as far as the last play, the play of the game for us, just to get him out of bounds, keep him short from that first down. And then, of course, we've got to get in our favorite formation on offense, your victory formation.
Well, that undefeated bus still has the Pisgah Black Bears on it in every phase of the game. I guess the key word for you kids is resiliency, because, you know, there's injury reports and there's sickness reports now. And you're not only, you got some kids that are still injured, but you got some kids who played last night who weren't feeling well.
You know, we mentioned that a little bit earlier. We fought that sickness bug. We have now for 2 weeks. Had some kids that were out, some starters that were out this week in practice, and came back and played last night and had great games, really got after it. And, just proud of those kids. They weren't going to, they weren't going to be denied last night. I just thought it was, and you got to have those games during your season. You know, there's got to be some games that are defining moments for you, to be able to get through, to see what your kids are made of. And I thought that our kids just rallied last night and just were not going to let us lose.
All right, what we're going to do right now is take a break. When we come back, we'll have more on Brett Chapel and the talk about the game last night. You're listening to the Brett Chapel Show here on AM 920 WPTL.
This is Dr. Richard Jones of Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, a department of Pardee Hospital. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 14 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians with a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics proudly supports Pisgah High School athletics. For more information, go to PardeeHospital.org.
Free ice for a year. Go get an Orca cooler at Hometown Hardware and get a year's worth of free ice. See them for details at your Orca dealer. Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill. With weather breaking a little, the rain is really bringing in the gardens. So see Hometown Hardware for all your canning supplies. Everything you need is at your big box alternative. Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza.
Good news for anyone wanting to buy or sell a vehicle. May Motors is ready to help. May Motors is on Radio Hill in Canton between Hardee's and Rite Aid. If you have a vehicle to sell, May Motors will buy it. If you're looking to buy and they don't have it, they'll find it. All makes, all brands, all models, and all years. Stop at May Motors on Radio Hill in Canton Monday through Friday from 9 to 6 or call 828-734-8515 for Chris or Tyler.
Back to the Brett Chapel Show here on AM 920 WPTL. We're talking about last night's exciting 29-23 game. Shot at an undefeated season, but you got to take it game by game. And coaching the first half, it was a struggle, and you just could sense that this team was trying. The rhythm wasn't there, but it was a lot having to do with the sicknesses, and a lot and most of it to do with Franklin. But in that second half, that's a completely different team. Will you talk a little bit about the adjustments and the things that you were telling your kids at halftime?
The big thing was getting in there and being able to change a few things. We found some things early in the. Or late in the first half, offensively, defensively. Just thought we had to just catch our breath. And I know there was a lot of defense played, a little low scoring in that first half, but had to kind of catch our breath and settle back down. Special teams was something we had to hit on at halftime. We had lost Houston to an injury, and he's on just about every special team. So we were really scrambling. I was scrambling trying to get people in position to make sure we were covered in case he couldn't go in the second half. And he is such an important part of what we do. I mean, he's on so many things for us, obviously defensively, but those special teams are huge. So we just had to make sure we had all those things taken care of before we went back out. Thought we did a good job of getting ready to go that second half. I know we gave up the big score right there early, but those things are going to happen. You're going to have plays. When you play with big games like that, there are going to be some big plays. And our kids ride it right back from it. And it's not one of those things where you point a finger, hang your head, jump back in the saddle and go again. And I thought our kids did a really good job of that. Nobody hung their head. We didn't point no fingers. You know, we just got right back up. And it's almost like you answered the bell. You know, you was in that boxing ring, you was in that fight, and bell went off, and it's time to get up out of that stool and go again.
We always talk about, and rightfully so, they play so well, your skilled people, you know, your quarterback, your receiver, your defensive back. I'd like you to talk for a moment about the offensive line and the defensive line, because they play so well. They put such a gutty effort every Friday night together for you.
You know, they've been solid. Anytime you can see, you know, you got a rusher over 100 yards, and of course Tanner threw for over 100 yards last night too. You know you're having some success protecting, and you're being able to create some running lanes on the offensive side. Those guys have been, you know, solid for us all year long. Then defensively, you know, that's where we started having some of our sickness. So we were rotating quite a few guys in last night. We also had some situations where we were trying to personnel what they were doing offensively and rolling some guys in just to try to go with some of their formations to help us out a little bit better. So a lot was going on. You know, I don't know how much people realize what goes into a week of preparation, just from the kids' standpoint, not including the coaches and what we do on the weekends and, you know, game prep and all that stuff, but just for the kids. I mean, these kids are getting, you know, 8 hours of practice a week or a little bit more, but we're also getting 2.5 hours of film. I mean, these kids are watching ourselves, number one. That's the first thing we do, and make sure we're making adjustments from how we played the previous Friday night, but we're going right back in and watching so much film on our opponents and understanding their tendencies, understanding who they're facing across from them, whether it be a skill player or a lineman or whoever it may be. So, you know, a lot of time goes into these games on Friday nights. I don't know how much people realize that, you know, the sacrifices that our kids are making on time and all of those things, but it's certainly nice when you can come away with a win.
That may be the best 2-3 team you'd ever face, not only this season, but may ever. They were. I was surprised they were 2-3 coming into the ball game. They put together a tremendous effort.
I thought their coaches had a good game plan together. I thought they knew kind of where they wanted to attack and what things they wanted to take away from us. I thought their special teams were sharp. I thought the first half they did a better job than we did coaching-wise, and I thought the second half we flipped it on them, and we came back, and I thought we had a better second half. And I think that was something that really helped us and something that we've done for quite some time now. I thought we've been able to make some really good adjustments through the years, and I thought last night was key as well.
I've always said that you have the PhD in halftime adjustments. Can you give us some insight on what you and your staff do, why you're so good as a staff making adjustments?
I think just being able to come in, having all our coaches on the same page, our staffs. I mean, as soon as we come in, we got an offensive staff that goes to one side of the room and our defensive staff goes to the other. I get a chance to talk to them just to get the kids settled back down, and then we'll start breaking up into those groups and talking and making adjustments we need to, you know, finish up with any special team changes we need to, and I had to do a lot of those last night. And then getting the kids rallied back up and getting started again in the second half. But, you know, even when, you know, that we faced that adversity and you had that kickoff return for us have to come back out on the field, which is the most they've been on the field all year, but that's a credit to what Franklin did. You never saw them hang their head. You know, everybody in the huddle was, "Coach, we're good, we're good, we'll get this right back." And sure enough, we'd get a big return, get good field position, and here we go right back down the field. So, again, that was nice to see our kids continuing to fight with each other last night, continuing to battle, and it certainly paid out in the end.
Everybody here in that supports and backs the Pisgah Black Bears are excited for a real, you know, a special reason, because last night was your 100th coaching victory. And we were all put on the, you know, the keep quiet list because you wanted your kids to focus in on the opponent, rightfully so. But the game's over with and you have 100 coaching wins. Talk about that.
You know, we didn't talk about it all week. I'd contacted, obviously, you guys at the Mountaineer in the Asheville paper and had asked them for nothing to be put in the papers about it. I didn't want it talked about. We didn't talk about it at practice. Our kids didn't say anything about it. As a matter of fact, Michael Parrott texted me yesterday during school day. I think somebody had finally said something, and he didn't even realize it. And I said, "We talk about milestones after you accomplish them." And I said, "Once we accomplish this one, we'll talk about it."
And you know, we got to do that after the game last night. But there are a lot of people that goes into those wins. You know, great example. We had Phil Minnick was in the stands last night. His son Zach played for me at East Henderson, and Phil came down on the field and he said Zach wants to call you. You know, when this game's over with, when you get that 100 win. And he came out on the field and got a chance to talk to one of my old players from way back when. And, you know, he was just as much a part of those wins as all of my kids here at Pisgah. So, you know, a lot of people to be thanked. Been able to coach some amazing players, work with some great coaches. We've had community support. We've had administrations who knew how to support our programs. You know, all of those people, you know, I want to say thank you to. But the most influential person for me that's allowed me to do the job that I do is my wife, and I don't thank her enough. You know, we have moved 8 different times in our 15 years of marriage doing this job that I do, and the sacrifices that she makes to make our schedules work for our family are phenomenal. I can't tell you how many times she's changed jobs on one hand. You know, I respect her and love her for taking care of our family, but she's a big part of what we do. And I don't know how many people realize this, and I haven't talked a whole lot about it either. My first big win in my career back in 2005 happened down in the stadium, down here. I got my 50th win down in the stadium in 2011, and now I've got 100 win down in the stadium. So Pisgah Memorial Stadium has been a place that I've been able to have some success, and certainly a special place to me.
Obviously so, and yes, everybody in Pisgah Nation understands the fact that you're a very lucky man because you do have a wonderful wife, and we appreciate her because of the support she gives you to allow you to do the job you do, and the job you do is top-notch. You're in the elite category as far as coaches is concerned. So what we'll do right now, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about some undefeated teams in the Pisgah system and what lies ahead for the Black Bears here on the Brett Chappell Show on AM 920 WPTL.
This is Chad Upton for Pisgah Barbershop in their new location. Take a short drive out Pisgah Drive and enjoy plenty of store-wide parking. Inside, Pisgah Family Barbershop's well-known hospitality with Ken Warren and Miranda providing excellent haircuts for men, women, and children. For style and convenience, you'll be a regular at the new location of Pisgah Barbershop on Champion Drive across from Burger King at I-40, exit 31.
This is Dr. Richard Jones of Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, a department of Pardee Hospital. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 14 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians with a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics proudly supports Pisgah High School athletics. For more information, go to PardeeHospital.org.
Welcome back to the Brett Chappell Show here at the Jukebox Junction in Bethel, North Carolina. And Coach, you know, this is a real special football team. You got undefeated 6-0, 2-0 in the conference. But there are a lot of other undefeated teams that will soon be someday Pisgah Black Bears.
You know, we had on Thursday night, we had our middle school, Camp Middle School, went over and played Macon, which is Franklin, over at Franklin, our JVs. Played right after them, so we got a chance to see that game. But both middle schools were undefeated. Then we had the JV game that was right afterwards, and we were undefeated. I think they had one loss coming out of Rabun County, Georgia, and then, of course, the varsity game last night. And our middle school won 14-6. Our JVs won 14-7. And, of course, we were able to win 29-23. So it was nice to get a sweep this week, but it tells you the two football programs, you know, the similarities, you know, a lot of success. I know how hard those coaches work over there, you know, a lot of respect for what they do, and they're just as involved in the middle schools, and obviously their JV programs is what we are here. So I think that's why you see such close games when we play, and you have since we've all been here together, and I think you'll probably continue to see that. Looks like we've got some good kids in the program.
The future certainly looks bright for us. A lot of young kids for us on our JV program. One thing that we were very concerned with, especially about midway when we lost Christian Cremines to injury, and of course had to pull Jonathan Mahaffey up and kind of depleted him a little bit, and made so many more freshmen have to stand up and play. And they just did a really good job Thursday night. I was really concerned going into that game. I didn't know if our young kids could match that physical part of the game with Franklin, because I knew how physical they were going to be when we got over there. And our young kids just played so well, and the sophomores on the team, were good leaders for us. 14-7, over there at their place. That's tough to do. And I thought our kids played really well. And, of course, Coach Simmons in middle school won 14-6 right before we did. So it was just a good week to be a Black Bear.
Absolutely. And the Bethel Middle School is 2-4, but, they have they've been struggling because they've been hit hard with injuries. And when you have a limited roster, you get injuries. You got, it's a difficult time. But they're going to also, there's some talent also on Bethel.
Yes, there is. We get a chance to see a lot of those skill players in the 7-on-7 stuff back in the spring, and it was a great, great couple of games that Canton and Bethel got to play in that 7-on-7. Bethel had won it in the regular season part of it, and then, of course, Canton turned around and beat them in the championship part of it. So you got some good kids that are in that program. I always get excited about seeing them in May when I get a chance to first get them up there together and bring those eighth graders together before they come freshman for us. And, again, it's being able to buy into the program, the kids believe in kind of what you're doing. And success will follow if you're able to put a good staff together with a good plan and stay organized and all of those things. And I think that's why you're seeing some success for us right now.
When you got your first coaching head job in 2005 at East Henderson, it was a very difficult place. You turned that around into a perennial championship conference contender. We weren't down here, but yet you came in here and you really improved the program. And you just talked about it, a little bit about the blueprint. What is that blueprint? Why is Brett Chappell so successful in doing that, as all these programs, the feeder program, the JVs, and then the varsity? Why is it so successful? What are you doing?
The biggest thing for me, we started turning the thing east. And I got the chance to work with Coach Renee to start with. And we started down that path. And of course, we ended up losing Coach Renee in 2002. And then Coach Sexton from here visited, came over and became the head coach. So I got to learn from two really good ones coming right out of the gate on the high school level. And, we had some good players at that time. And I hope as I look back through my career that I can say that we've got out of that. Preparation has gotten better. I think that would probably be the biggest thing that I could point to, for our varsity program. But I became more involved with the JV program, and we made it a priority. And once we did that, we started seeing the success kind of roll over, year after year, and building up money with varsity players. And thankfully for us here, I've been able to get into the middle schools and even youth programs in the 7-on-7. So just being able to be a face of the crowd, or not a face of the crowd, be somebody who kind of stands out that I can see the kids and recognize them and they can see me, I think that just adds to all the support that you got here, the importance of these kids wanting to come out and play and be a part of what you saw last night. I thought we had a great crowd. I thought it was one that was there early, very supportive, knew it was going to be a big game, and it was the first night that it actually felt like football. It started cooling off a little bit, and great atmosphere. And why would you not want your kids to come play here, for the Pittsburgh Black Bears? I can't say that I know of very many places where the kids have this much support. I've been in some good situations as a player myself, coming from a small town, and this place is unique. I mean, it's unique. Our kids are really fortunate to be here, to be able to grow up in this place.
You locked next to Jim Harbaugh, the head coach at Michigan, when you were with the San Diego Chargers. And You know, that's what Harbaugh, the DNA, you two are alike. The DNA of Harbaugh was, you know, he's yelling right now, who's got it better than us? Well, who does have it better than the Pisgah Blackbirds coach?
You know, it's just, it's fun to watch Jim have the success that he's had as well. You know, got a chance to play with him in San Diego, got a chance to work with his dad at Western Kentucky, Coach Jack Harbaugh. And Coach Harbaugh, Jim's dad, came and worked on the staff at Bo Schembechler. So a lot of Michigan ties, you know, that I'm sure helped sway Jim to go back there to Michigan to coach. But learned a lot from those guys. You know, learned the intensity, learned some things about how they approach things. I mean, you can't go back and be as old school as what you used to be, but you pick up tendencies and how they like to do things, the relationships. That was one thing that I really learned from Coach Harbaugh at Western Kentucky, the relationships he had with his players. The family atmosphere that he had, seeing our kids, you know, our own kids on the field after the games, those were things that I saw there at Western Kentucky that was important to him and for his players too. So, you know, there's a lot goes into it, you know, into anything that you're successful at. And I've been fortunate to be surrounded by some good people. I've learned from some good people. And, you know, the big thing for me, I continue to look for things to make us better. You know, the one thing that I can say about our staff, we're not content. We're always going to look to try to do something better if we can do it, whether it be the next week or the next season, whatever it may be. And so, you know, again, it's a process, and it's a process not just for the kids, it's for the coaches too.
Very good. Well, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about next week's opponent and what lies ahead for the Pisgah Black Bears. You're listening to the Brett Chappell Show on AM 920 WPTL.
Free ice for a year. Go get an Orca cooler at Hometown Hardware and get a year's worth of free ice. See them for details at your Orca dealer. Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill. With weather breaking a little, the rain is really bringing in the gardens. So see Hometown Hardware for all your canning supplies. Everything you need is at your big box alternative. Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza.
This is Chad Upton for Pisgah Barbershop in their new location. Take a short drive out Pisgah Drive and enjoy plenty of store-wide parking. Inside, Pisgah Family Barbershop's well-known hospitality with Ken Warren and Miranda providing excellent haircuts for men, women, and children. For style and convenience, you'll be a regular at the new location of Pisgah Barbershop on Champion Drive across from Burger King at I-40, exit 31.
Thanks for tuning in to the Brett Chappell Show. And Coach, you still got games to play, 6-0, but you still got more on the schedule. Who lies ahead, and what are you expecting for next week's game at West Henderson?
You know, we're sitting there getting ready to play West Henderson, a team that has really been somebody that we've struggled with a little bit. You know, 2 years ago, we won 3-0 in a great game over Mills River. Last year, you know, came down to the last play of the game and they beat us. So it's kind of been a swing game for us, sandwiched in between, you know, obviously Franklin and Tuscola game. I don't feel like we got to worry about our kids looking ahead, but they always give us a great game. You know, it's always tough. We got to go over there and play. Be our second game on natural grass, you know, that we've had this season. So, you know, there's some little obstacles that we kind of got to get over before we get to that point. Obviously, you got injuries and sickness and things like that. But not looking ahead, you know, certainly that'll be something that we'll talk to the kids about on Monday once we get in there. Good JV program they've got too, so our JVs will have to have another great game coming in Thursday night's game. But, you know, we'll start getting ready on Monday and putting the time in. And, you know, the one thing I can say about our kids, they don't play the scoreboard. They don't play what the other school's record is. So there won't be any of those things that I'll have to be concerned with. The big thing will be is looking past this week to next week, you know, and sort of just keeping them focused. But, again, that'll come down to once we get started on Monday and get back in the swing of things.
Well, Coach, congratulations on your 100th victory. I hope I'm around when it gets to 200. But, you know, we look forward to it. And don't forget, next week we'll be on the air pregame show on Friday from Mills River at 6:30. Kickoff at 7:30 here on AM 920 WPTL. Chad Upton will be back, thank God. And I'll be kicked back to my co-pilot seat. So we can get back to great broadcasts and everything, but Chad will be back, and Pisgah will go to see, looking to go 7-0, and then we'll have the Brett Chappell Show on AM 920 WPTL, 8 a.m. on Saturday morning from the Jukebox Junction. For Brett Chappell, Tim Hodges back at the studio. I'm Chuck Fiebernitz. So long, folks.